This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from Auskick to the big time.
You're listening to The Late Trade for AEG Power Tools, the mark of a tradesman. Terry Wallace, Damien Barrett with you until 5 o'clock, and then Jack Everin, Matt Thompson take over the trade radio controls. Joining us right now, Stephen Silvani of the Carlton Football Club, the list manager who has got himself active today officially. Steve, thanks for your time as always on NAB Trade Radio.
Thanks for having us, Damo.
Will Setterfield finds his way to the Blues. The Giants package that Will Setterfield and pick 71 in exchange for pick 43 and a future second rounder. Terry Wallace assessed that as a good deal for the Blues. I'm assuming you saw it the same way.
Well, I think it was a fair deal. Obviously, if you calculate those sort of points where we sort of sit today, probably it equates to about pick 15, I think it is. So. Okay. And really, early days, that's what the Giants were sort of looking for, pick around about 15. So I think it's a fair trade.
You rate him, don't you, Steve? You obviously had a liking for him in his draft year, and he went number 5 for the Giants. He's had injury problems, but you obviously see a lot of upside in a man who's only played the 2 games.
Yeah, we certainly did rate him. We even in his 18th year, he probably didn't play a lot of football. He had some injuries in his 18th year. And once again, this year, he hurt his knee at the start of the year. But look, he's a tall inside mid. He's hybrid. He can play inside and outside. We think he runs really well and he's got really good hands and can kick a goal. So obviously, we've virtually given up a couple of selections for him, but we're thrilled to have Will on board.
Stephen, well done. Look, I think he'll be a good player for your football club. With the problems that he's had over a period, is he someone that you would expect to be up and running and in your side for round one, or is he a little bit of development to get himself to that level?
Look, he's only 20 years of age, so he's only sort of had the 2 seasons. Having said that, often when you've got some time on your hands or you're overcoming a knee injury, your upper body does build up, so it can help you a little bit physically. I think we've done a medical on him. He'll be in full training after Christmas, so it gives him plenty of time to get ready for round one. So we're hoping, his form warrants a game in round one. We sort of try to target the mids over this trade period, and we're thrilled to have Will on board.
Steve, I heard you speaking earlier in the week about the fact that you needed to bolster up marginally the 23 to 26, 7 sort of age bracket. Alex Fasolo comes through the free agency system and looks likely to be a valuable player for you as well.
Yeah, look, obviously Alex, the year at Collingwood, had some injuries, but what you do know with Alex is a goal kicker. He's got some speed, he can catch it overhead. We just think that he just brings some goal-kicking power to our side, particularly now that Matthew Wright's retired. So he just gives us another avenue up forward.
Just very quickly, Steve, the 23 to 27-year-olds, I know you went after Dylan Shield. Is there a possibility of you getting another one in this trade period around that age bracket?
Oh, look, you just never know. There's still probably 5 days to go. So.
You're up to something, Steve. Come on. I know you're up to something. I don't know what it is, but I know you're doing something that you want to bring to the table before Wednesday of next week. Please, for our listeners, as they leave this trade radio on a Friday afternoon, tell them, can you?
Anyway, when you find out, can you tell me?
Yeah. You're the cagiest bloke in footy, Steve, so I'll be the last to know when it comes to what you're up to. Now, what do you think you might do? What do you think you might do? Just in generics.
Obviously, we've probably got, there's no secret, we had genuine interest in Dylan Shield, but he ended up selecting Essendon, which is obviously disappointing for us, but it wasn't the end of the world. I mean, to be able to bring McGovern through the door, Mitch McGovern and Will and also Alex, we think we've done reasonably well at the trade period. And to really hold on to pick number one still, we think we're going to get a very good player there. We think we're in a pretty good position.
Has anyone knocked on the door in the past 48 hours about that pick number one possibility?
Oh, look, there's there's been obviously some conversations. Certainly, it's not off the table. But having said that, what a deal would look like, I'm sort of unsure. I'm sort of probably leaving it to other clubs to come forward and say, well, listen, you know, what are you prepared to offer? So I think...
have you had something offered that made you at least think about it?
Nothing in writing. A couple of verbal little offers, which are reasonably attractive. So, but often you need to wait a little bit to know where other clubs sort of finish, and
yeah,
you probably know where players are going to be taken in the draft. So often it could be done. Something could be done late. But having said that, we're just going to have to wait, particularly now that, you know, picks can be traded on the night as well.
Yep. So just one more quick one. We're just sort of coming to the close of our time together today. Levi Casbolt, I know he's been talked about it a few times, and I know people have asked you questions previously. Any update there from other clubs?
Yeah, well, look, we've had a little bit of interest, but look, it's looking more likely that Levi will remain a Carlton player, which we're quite happy with. He's a fantastic fella. He does everything right around the club. Got a great family, so you know, we basically spoke to Levi that, you know, maybe opportunities mightn't be as fluent as it was this year, particularly with Mitch McGovern coming through the door and Tom DeConing coming along, and so with Harry Mackay. But having said that, we're more than happy to have Levi on our list.
Yeah.
So great character. So whatever happens, it's a win for both the club and also Levi.
And last one, for Solo's contract, how many years have you committed to there?
Oh, look, I'd rather keep that confidential, Damo. So, but look, we just know that Alex brings a lot of energy to our football club. We're thrilled to have him.
You can't even tell us how many years you've signed him up for, Steve.
Somewhere between one and five.
One, two or three.
No, I won't give you the terms of the contract. we're up to have him.
Okay. Now, fair enough, mate. Thanks as always for your time on Trade Radio today. I still think you're up to something, and we may get wind of it before Wednesday next week, but knowing you, probably not until about 8:28 if we do.
Oh, yeah, well, it's streaming live, isn't it?
Yep.
The last couple of hours.
You'd like a bit of theatre, so if you are doing something and not realise that until Wednesday, just knock on our door at 8:28 p.m. on the Wednesday. Hey, thanks as always, Steve.
No worries.